today in the gospel, we see abject evil, and we see how God tries and does bring good out of evil. First, that evil, terrible corruption in this high priest who is supposed to be a man of God. And yet, when people come to him saying that Jesus just raised Lazarus from the dead on the fourth day, his first reaction is, this is really, really bad news. Because if he keeps doing this, he's going to divide the people, and the Romans who hate any division will come in and crush. And so let us have this man die in order to save the nation. His whole idiotic calculus would come back to haunt all the Jews about 40 years later. When, because they hadn't heard God's message in the path that really leads to peace, the very things for which Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem, the Romans would come on in, siege and destroy their city, tearing down the temple stone upon stone, just leaving the wall of the foundation, what we now call the Western Wall, as a reminder of what the Romans would do any time they tried to cross the Romans. But instead of being someone who thinks like God thinks, this man was thinking like a crude politician, and that worldly calculus totally failed. Total evil. Let's kill an innocent man who's raising people from the dead so that we're not disturbed. But we see what great good God brought out of that evil. God not only saved his people through that betrayal, but he also did, very importantly, as St. John says, gather into one the dispersed children of God. That what Caiaphas was fearful of, that there'd be a division that would lead to a crushing clampdown by the Romans, there would still be the crushing clampdown of the Romans. But Jesus, through his passion, his death, and his resurrection, would divide all the dispersed children of God. In doing so, he was fulfilling the prophecies we heard both in the first reading from Ezekiel, as well as in the responsory today, which is not a psalm, but taken from the words of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah tells us this: he who scattered Israel now gathers them together, and he guards them as a shepherd his flock. It was through his death, actually, that he was going to bring everybody else together. Ezekiel, in the first reading today, 700 years before the events would occur, God tells us, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation. That God's purpose is communion. It's integration. It's bringing everybody back into one. Never again shall they be divided. How's that going to occur? First, it's going to occur by forgiving what always causes division. What causes division is sin. The devil tries to get us. The very word diabolos in Greek means the one who diverts. He's constantly trying to separate us. So God tells us through Ezekiel, no longer shall they defile themselves with idols, their abominations, their transgression. I'll deliver them from all sins of apostasy. Cleanse them so that they may be my people and I may be their God. First part of that integration, which Lent is supposed to effectuate, is repenting. Repenting from all the sins that divide us from God, that divide us from one another, and that separate us within ourselves, body and soul. And then God starts talking more about that integration. My servant David shall be a prince over them. Now David by this point was 300 years dead. What the Lord was saying was that the son of David would be prince over them. And we know who that son was. There shall be one shepherd for them all. And we know who that one good shepherd is. Goes on to say, my dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. Thus the nation shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy, where my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever. The reason why the nations will know that it is the Lord is by that communion brought about by that good shepherd, that David, by whose death we were all united. Jesus would say the night before he died, "Father, may they all be one, just as I am in you and you are in me, so that all may know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me." The great sacrament of all that God has done is meant to be the communion of God's people, where they see a tremendous loving communion among us. All those who are scattered, all those who are divided, are ready to recognize, that's what I want, that's what I was made for, that's where I'm going. But what's the problem? The great scandal is that we're not one. That Jesus, for many of us, suffered in vain. We haven't come back together. If you come into a parish, you've got gossip that tears a parish apart. One parish against another competes against each other in Catholic Charities campaign or basketball or whatever else. Catholics versus the 35,000 different denominations of Protestantism in the United States growing by the year, all divided. Orthodox versus Catholics, divided. Liberals versus progressives versus conservatives versus traditionalists in the church, divided. That Jesus has done all of this to bring us together, and yet we, because of our egomania, continue to say, I want to be in charge, I don't want God's will to be effectuated, and we remain divided. And when people see it, who are being drawn by the Lord to His church, it makes them want to spiritually vomit, because they know that that can't come from God. If Christians don't even love each other, then is it really true? We need to take this very seriously. Jesus came to bring us all together, to gather the scattered. And they can be scattered in the same house. They can be scattered on the same street. They can be scattered in the same parish, in the same diocese. They can be scattered even though they're all card-carrying Catholics or all baptized Christians. As we get ready for the holiest week of the year, we have to remember how the Lord wants to bring us together by all that He's done. Jesus would say elsewhere in the Gospel, after they accused Him of miracles by the power of Beelzebul, Jesus was very clear. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. So what Jesus wants from us is that we be gatherers, that we be uniters. And the way that that happens is by letting Christ's unitive, self-sacrificial love really flow through us, so that we become those peacemakers bringing people together, so that we become those true friends who help others overcome the sin that divides, not by wagging a finger and saying, you need to get to confession, but by taking them by the hand and say, would you come to confession with me? I'm sorry for the times I hurt you, giving them an occasion to ask for forgiveness for the times they've likewise sinned against us, sometimes much more severely than we've ever sinned against them. But this is what it's about. If we are not actively gathering with Christ, we are scattering. Who have been the people you have been gathering? Who have been the people that you've been bringing to that one good shepherd and to his flock? If we haven't been waking up each morning and saying, I want to go out and gather with the Lord, not only have we not been gathering, but by that failure to gather, we're actually scattering, because we're not really living as Christians, seeking with the Lord to unite. The great sacrament of that unity, the great efficacious sign of how Jesus wants to bring us together is the Holy Eucharist. It's here that we meet that Good Shepherd. It's here that that temple that God said He would create among His people, we enter into that temple because Jesus is that true temple, destroyed and 3 days later, built up anew. There's a great old Christian hymn. It's actually a liturgical document, the oldest non-biblical text we have in Christianity, which is called the Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles. Part of it was made into a beautiful hymn called Father, We Thank Thee Who Has Planted. But one of those lines in that hymn taken out of that code was, just as grain scattered on the hillside was in this broken bread made one, so may your people be gathered into one body by your Son. Just as a multiplicity of grains that all become one in the bread that Jesus totally transforms into His body. So we're all like a multiplicity of grains. And there are a whole bunch of others outside who are those grains that are supposed to become one body, one spirit in Christ. That is the great way to overcome the evil that the devil wants to do. Caiaphas in today's gospel tried to destroy Jesus in order to bring division, but we know that it didn't work. But there's a far more evil machinator than Caiaphas. It's the devil who's constantly trying to seek to disunite us. Today, as we come forward in this Eucharist, let us remember that it's Jesus who here brings us together and then sends us forth to gather with Him. Let's begin that gathering this Holy Week. Praise be Jesus Christ.